And we are on page 246. Moving on to page 247. Mirz Hashem, we are talking about over here different things that are mafsik in tefillah, meaning that things that are mafsik between you and the wall. You're supposed to be standing in front of the wall for tefillah. And we discussed over here that there's certain things, that things are kavua in the shul. Those are general things that are not going to be considered a hefsik, like the bima and the shtender and things like this. And for sure, small things that are kavua, they're not going to be considered a hefsik if it's small, but it's not kavua. It's something that they move around and stuff like that. Then we're machmer like the Mishnah Berurah brings up in the Pre-Chadosh that holds that would be a hasik. Better not to have that before between you and the wall. Once again, these are all things that are lichat chila, obviously. But the your tefillah is still a good tefillah, even if you do have a hasikas. Then we talked about it at the end over here, and the Chaver brings down that Baal Chaim and people are not chotzitz. Meaning if you daven in front of a Baal Chai or you daven in front of a person, it's not a chotzitza. However, the Ramah says it's a toe sofer, and really in front of an animal would be a chotzitza. However, in front of a person is not going to be a chotzitza. But in reality, if you look at the Beis Yosef, he brings out a second opinion over here and says, lechatchila, you're not even supposed to daven in front of a person either. And that's why the Mechaber continues over here in Sif Kabez, is the Yesh Misha Omer. It's the Yesh Misha Omer. This is not the Iker Din that we generally pass. Like, however, he says to be choshish for the Yesh Yizayim, Yikpal Acharei Shum Adam. He shouldn't even daven behind any other person. V'tov Lachosh L'dvar. It would be good to be choshish for this opinion. However, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, obviously this is not always applicable. You can't always, everyone cannot daven in front of a person. You have a packed shul. Obviously, this would be not be possible. Says Mr. Brosi, Kotin Samach Tess. Kotin the Sefer Mamre Mordechai. L'chor yesh l'dakta d'ezad y'eshel y'zayr b'zeh. One cannot be zayr. If the eicha shesh yukola amom d'imez knezes neged akoto v'lo asakos adam. How can everyone be in front of the Mizrach wall and not in front of other people? Therefore, the chaynira. The afla yesh omri lo avi has a gomor shi asr l'chol adam. It's not mamash yeh has a gomor that'll be asr l'chol adam. El is the hiros ba'alma shi si zayr bit asher. When you can be careful with this and daven in front of the wall, that's great. But if not, that you can't daven on another person, you don't have to worry about it, basically. That's the kiyotza about the yesh rabin yin acher, pshita, the motor, l'chatchilo, yispa'al acher, yodam, yipashit, to daven, you're be motor, daven after a person. El is shemidaktik v'maisev, yirsh yelo makom kavua neged hakotel. If all is equal and you can get your makom kavua in front of the kotel, that would be much better. But if not, then your makom is another place. It's not a problem. You could go ahead and daven l'chatchilo, even though you're behind another person. That's all in terms of hefsekos. Now, there's one more thing that was going to be received. Gimel, is you have to be careful it's in front of you. Not because there's a hesed between you and the wall, but because it could be distracting. You don't want to daven ever in front of something that's going to distract your kavana. Therefore, that's Sif Gilgav Gimel over here. Habigodim ha-metsuyarim. If you have clothing, or a picture that is a vein that is a nice tziyur, afal pi she'enam boltos, even though they're not sticking out, it's not correct to daven in front of tziurim. Vim yikra lo lispal keneged beged. If you happen to be davening in front of someone, behind someone who is wearing a sweatshirt that has pictures on it, okay, or you're diving in front of a wall that has pictures on it, yali meinav, you should raise your eyes and not look at them because they can become distracting. You see over here, it's not correct to wear clothing that is distracting to other people who are davening. You might not be looking at it while you're davening, but you can be distracting other people, and they're looking at the pictures on your sweatshirt. Okay, it's very amusing. I don't know, there's comics, there's pictures of this, the sports players and stuff like that. It could be distracting to someone's davening. Therefore, you're not supposed to have those in front of you when you're davening. V'lachain, says the Rama. Therefore, you're not allowed to draw pictures in Svarim that you daven in them. Shaloti spatel kavana, so you don't start gazing at the pictures and misvatel your kavana. You're supposed to be looking at the words. Aval begodim shemitzuyar aleim divrei tiflus. Afil leishiv aleim beis kneses aser. If it's at divrei tiflus. So the chayin aser, the Ramal points that guy can't say tziurim b'svarim. She's bound not to have svarim. There's pictures in the svarim. You daven al begodim shemitzuyar aleim divrei tiflus. Afil leishiv aleim beis kneses aser. To have divrei tiflus, okay, things that are, I don't know, the frivolity and avodah zarah, things like this on here, that's chas v'shalom ever to bring inside the base knesses. But this is a tochas we go, as the rest of you just pointed out also, that anyone, how could anyone ever daven with a phone? You daven with a phone, and you're not even allowed to have a picture in your sitter over here, and it's talking on people have their phones that have all these distracting things popping up on the screen, v'chule, v'chule, in the middle of davening, and you're not davening. You're not. There's no way you can concentrate and have your mind completely in tefillah. Okay, we have a hard enough time having our mind completely in tefillah when with there just our thoughts are popping up in our mind. They have other things that are jumping in. In the middle of davening, there's no heter for such things. The daven with you have nothing and nothing else. You have nothing to daven for. So put it on airplane mode if you need to. You won't have anything else popping up. But even so, the phone itself is distracting. You don't use something that is used for other things that remind of distractions than when you're davening. That's a verish over here. So, a couple of things over here. Number one is Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel points out, based on the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah over here. If you look over here, in Sifkat Ayin Al. Okay? Now let's do Ayin first. Ein Nachum. So, Shalaya Mavid Bitsirim Aleichim Tfilah. So, you're going to be looking at the pictures. You're not going to have Kavana for your Tfilah. Okay? So, there happens to be certain Sidurim and stuff like that. They put pictures in order to try and raise your Kavana. Okay? It's Arachin, whether that helps or not, whether it's good or not. Well, what? Okay? How about Mishu? Seder. Aval mishum chatzita leis begadim. It's not a problem with chatzita. This is just a din and distract. Therefore, if they're not on the wall and stuff, they're not going to bother your kavana. So then, therefore, it's going to be mutter. See, cut nine aleph tzirim bitzayim. V'chein yesh lizar mitam zeh. Shalu yitzayir bekotel beis knesset tzirim neged panav shalodim. If you have pictures on the wall, because they should not be in the front of the Beit Knesset where they get distracting to people. El lamala mikomasi should be much up higher, so it does not bother the kavanah of the people. So very interesting. Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel brings down Mishem Rosh Mazalman over here. He says Shemati Mi'ar Mazal Manam Letzayim Tzurim Beis Knesset B'Shkuna Shari Chesed. He would not allow any pictures in the Beis Knesset in Shari Chesed. Ashayu Benyani Torah, even though they're connected to Inyani Torah. Ulamala Mi'komasi should, even though they're higher than the komasi that people generally look. Why? Because now Ki Amar Shekayo. People look all around nowadays. People don't have concentration. They're barely looking all around. They're going to get distracted even on things that are above Lamala Mekomos Ish. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's going to be Mutter Lechor. That's, I guess, what the Churva relies on. They have the pictures of Arsenach Pelo and other things that are around the up on top. Lechor Shalmazam would not have been excited about those either. And then again to the next in which is connected to this but not connected to this. Says Mura Mishnah Berurah, Asur li palu kenegad amareh. You're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror. Okay, it is asur to daven in front of a mirror. Why? Not because it's going to be distracting. So one thing, it will be distracting if you like looking at yourself, but no more than that. The mechse kemishtachva lebubo shalo. It looks like you're bowing down to yourself. It looks like you're bowing down to yourself. You're going for a motive in front of the mirror, you're bowing down to yourself. It looks like you're davening to yourself. V'hainu af beinayim stumos. Even if you close your eyes, it's still aser. The b'psuchos b'lev achim assuming she bittel b'kavana. Because if your eyes are open, it's going to be aser anyways. Because it's going to be mavata your kavana. You're going to see yourself. You're going to see other people. B'chule b'chule. So therefore, for davening with the guy in front of the mirror is absolutely aser. Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel said, not only a mirror, anything that you're going to see a reflection at nighttime in front of a window is also going to be, if you can see or clearly the reflection through the window, so that's also going to be aser, says Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzel. That's going to be problematic also. Okay, so you have to be very, very careful over here. Distractions. Diving in front of a mirror looks like it's going to connect to our next in, and it looks like you're bowing to yourself, bowing to thing. That's going to be aser. Okay, Ravadia writes also not to put even pictures of Rabbanim in front of your face also when you're davening. Okay, it looks like you're davening to the pictures of the Rabbanim also would be problematic according to Ravadia. That's all coming. It's distracting. It looks like you're bowing down to them. Whatever it might be, those are all going to be problematic. Okay, the difference between a Mara over here, what comes over here? So the nafkamina between a mirror and pictures and stuff like that does atzimah say enough work. Buy pictures and stuff like that. So if you're diving a place, you're diving an office, there happens to be pictures around. So close your eyes and don't look. At least that'll be fine. The dive in a mirror, atzimah say enough is not going to work. It's not going to work. You still have the problem that it's near kemishtachva la'atzimah. Okay, so that is in terms of distracting things in front of you. Which fits in the next din, which is also over here, similar to the mirror and similar to the distraction. Over here it says like this, lo yipalu b'tzad rab. You're not allowed to daven next to your Rebbe. Velo achrei rabbo, you're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe. Velo lefanav, you're not allowed to daven in front of your Rebbe. So in front of, on the sides, behind your Rebbe, is all going to be us. Says the Ramav, Yeshomim de Kol Zelo Mayreli Spalu Biyachid. So the first hatter we have over here is only talking about if you're diving Biyachidus. Okay, it's lav dafki biyachidus. So soon see over here. Aval betzibur, if it's in the tzibur and im kachu seder shiva tov, everyone's got a certain makom, and they gave this guy's makom happens to be sitting behind his rebbe or inside of his rebbe. So then there's nothing to do. That's his makom kavua. So therefore, that's going to be mutter. Ein lachosh imis palu fun of oachar. Then it's going to be mutter to daven. Is it? But if it's or you're davening biyachidus next to your rebbe, or you're davening even in the tzibur, but it happens to be it's not your makom kavua. You have daven in a different place all the time. You don't have a set makom in that place. Then it's going to be usher to daven to the side, the back, or in front of the rebbe. The afal pisha tov lahachar minagahakal, even though there's even room to be machmer, even a case not to put your makom kavua next or behind in front of your rebbe. Nevertheless, the minig is to be makom. Okay, im hirchik dalud amos. The second etter is if you're dalud amos away. You're at least 6 feet away from your Rebbe, then it's going to be motor, then it's going to be motor davin before, behind, and stuff like that. The Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sikar Na'al Adayin Tes, Dayin Dalad Amos Motor. The Rishus Acher says he's considered a different Rishus. In front of you, if you're in front of the Rebbe, as long even if it's Mitzumtzam Dalad Amos, it's going to be good. Avalachori Rabbo. But if you're davening behind your rabbi, you have to even be more careful. Why? Being dalad amos v'gimel psios. You need dalad amos and another 3 steps. Why? Because if you're still in the middle of your Shemana Esrei and your rabbi's done with it, you're going to stop him from taking 3 steps back into your dalad amos. You're not going to take 3 steps back into the dalad amos of the person behind you. So if you're behind your rabbi, then you're going to have to be not only dalad amos, but dalad amos plus 3 steps that the rabbi can take his 3 steps back. Okay, so you have to be very careful with that. Now, what rabbi are we talking? What's the definition of a rabbi over here? So over here, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sikot 9 Gimel. Why is this aser? Why is Bitzad Rabbo aser? Why is it on the side? Ki Yura Shemar Shu Shavu L'Rabbo. Number one, is put on to stand next to your rabbi. It looks like you're equating yourself to your rabbi. That's going to be aser. This gaiva. Okay, the Rabbo. What is Rabbo? Hainu Shirov Chachmasoyim. And what we call Rabbo Muvak. We're talking about over here, and in this case, is Rabbo Muvak. Some of you learned Rov Chachmaso, which is rather rare in our generation. You learned Rov Chachmaso from one Rebbe. O Gadol Ador. Or it is a Gadol Ador. If it's a Gadol Ador, then even if you have not learned Rov Chachmaso on Menu, then it's still going to be Asr Dav. Now, look at Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevitzel. He adds in another couple of things. Rabbo, he says, Rosh Yeshiva, Nechshav L'Nei Yeshiva, Rabbo Muvak. A Rosh Yeshiva is automatically considered the Rabbo Muvak for that Yeshiva. Afal Bisha Daim L'Lonim Menu Shum Chachma, even if they learn anything from the Rosh Yeshiva, nevertheless, it's still going to be considered Rabbo Muvak. Raya Dovah, I'm Brachos Tav Laman Alvi, he brings a Raya of this. Fine. And then he says over here, the land over here, Rav Muvak Neshe Gami Lomnu Rak Mikru Chodomek Nisim Yeridea. Rav Muvak could be someone, if he learned them all of Tanakh or something like that, that could be also be your Rabbo Muvak. Okay, so in terms over here, it would be either Rabbo Muvak or Gadol Ador or Rosh Hashiva. I believe Mora Da'astra, the certain Mora Da'astra of that whole community, it would also be considered this din. But that is all considered over here. You're not allowed to daven around that. But Stam Rebbe that you learned that once in his class and stuff like that, you learned. Obviously, you're chayv to give him kavod, but this din would not apply. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hamshach, Katav Chayadim Nirli Do Adin Aviv. The Chayadim says, if this din is learned out from Rav Mug, which is learned from Yira, you have to have Yira of your Rav Muvak, so we have a din of Yira Aviv also. You're not allowed to have, you're supposed to have Yira of your father also, therefore this din would apply. Does that mean then you can't sit next to your father in Shul? It sounds like that from what we come out of this Mishnah. But Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin says it's a double posh. If your father wants you to sit next to him in Shul, okay, then your father wants you to sit, he wants to sit with his son in Shul, then it's going to be 100% motor. For sure, for chinuch, for a little kid, for sure it's going to be motor. But hopefully at this age, they know how to daven a little bit. But nevertheless, it's still be motor. If your father wants to sit next to you, then you should sit next to your father and not worry. Not this problem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds in other reasons why this could be usher in terms of achero. Next to your Rebbe, it looks like you're mastering yourself to your Rebbe. V'lo acharei Rabbo, to be behind your Rebbe, you have other problems with this also. Number one, the next thing, not make Yehura. It also a little bit looks like Yehura, you understand, right in front back of your Rebbe. V'yesh omrim, shenira k'mishtachvo l'rabbo t'filas. It looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe. And number three, as we mentioned before, v'yesh omrim, neshu mitzayr l'rabbo. He caused tzayr to his Rebbe, to shem, yitzarech lisa gimel p'siyas. Maybe he has to take 3 steps back. V'achar bo, shum yisbal, yisbalo. While you're still davening, yitzarech, l'amtin l'avin, he has to wait for you. That is not going to be good. That's in terms of behind you. What's the problem in front of him? You're not mashva. You're not mishtachavelo. He's not going to have to wait for you. That's even worse. You're standing with your back to your Rebbe. That's also standing with your back to your Rebbe. That's bizonious to the Rebbe. Therefore, it's not allowed behind. It's not allowed on the side. And it's not allowed to be in front of your Rebbe. Okay, that's going to be the din once again. Totally on the definition of what is considered a Rebbe. However, that's by a Rebbe. Then we have something, another category called Talmud Chavr. The Gemara talks about a Talmud Chavr, which basically someone who grew up with a certain Rebbe, learned Rav Chachmasel, but Chachmasel Imenu. However, after time, he also became a Talmud Chacham, almost equal to his Rebbe, and therefore they talk equally, learn together, they might do that. That's considered a Talmud Chavr. A Talmud Chavr is not exactly the same level as a Rebbe anymore. It's a Talmud Chavr. So says the Mechaber over here, Talmud Chavr. If you have a Talmud Chavr, mutli spell acharei Rabbo. You're allowed to daven behind the Rebbe, if even though he learned a lot from it. Nevertheless, he's a Talmud Chavr right now. Then you could daven behind that Rebbe. Says the Mishnah Berurah, he couldn't pay Aleph. He's a Medayik over here. Davka acharei Rabbo. Vuadim mitzad Rabbo on the side would be also good. Aval lifnei Rabbo, which we said is the worst, to stand in front of the Rebbe with your back to him, that would still be zayin, even though he's a Talmud Chavr, not to stand in front of the Rebbe. Aval lifnei Rabbo would be aser. That would be aser also. Let's try quickly now, just finish off the simon. Kav Vav is just telling you something that we learned in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, that you have to be careful. In Hilchos Kriyat Shema, when you're davening Kriyat Shema, we said that at the time, same thing by Tefillah, all brachas, you have to make sure that the place around you is clean. It's not a bad smell, okay? There's nothing dirty around. So, kol makom shein kol bor koyim bo kriyat shema, ein mispal bo. There's erva in front of them, okay? You're not allowed to dive. If you can't say kriyat shema, you're not allowed to dive in the same place. Ukushem shemarchikim mitzoa meraglayim, just you have to stay away from. If there is tzoa or urine around the area of a riach ra or a bad smell, umina mace, or there's a mace, umarisa erva li kriyat shema, as I said before, or there's a maris, the nonstia spoon. So kach marchikin letfila same of benu all by tefila. So you have to look in the end of Ilchas Kriyacha, a bunch of simanim talk about all these dinim over there, erva and so on. They raglaim and go through the detail of how much you have to marchik when there's a bad smell. So you have to iron over there to get all the dinim over here. The same thing by tefila. Sivkot Zayin says like this: Haya omi betfila. You're in the middle of your shmonasrei v'hishtim tinok beis kness, and a dumb child is there, and they go to the bathroom in the shul. Okay, so now there's a puddle of urine sitting in the shul. What do you do? You're in the middle of shmonasrei. Yishtok achi yaviu mayim lahatol meiraglaim. So one of the lachas is by meiraglaim, all you have to do is pour some water on top of the meiraglaim, and it is mevatol. The urine does not have a din of urine anymore. So you should wait there in the middle of your shmenah. Say stop until they bring a bucket of water and clean it up a little bit and pour the water over it. Oh, another option. Yahalich lefun of dalat amos olit stadav, or you go dalat amos away from the urine, either to the side or in front of the urine. Because if you see the urine, it's still going to be problematic if it's not been mevatel yet. So you go to the side where you can't see it, or you go in front of it, as long as you're dalat amos away, in front of it to the side, you're allowed to continue davening. Oh, yetzi beis kinesu v'igmar tulaso, or you walk out of the shul and finish your tefillah over there. That's an option, guys. You have to know if any time that we see from over here, you have something that's mevatel your kavana, you're not allowed to daven, you're not able to daven. Okay, this would apply even if the person next to you is talking and it's mebabel your kavana. You're allowed to move in your Shmoneh Esrei if that's your purpose of moving in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. In order to daven better, you're allowed to move in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Like over here, you can walk out of the shul to get away from the. Says the Ramah over here. And that is the best option. The best option over here is not to wait for them to clean up the mess, but to walk to another place and finish davening. Not to be shotek. Why? Because we have a halacha. If you end up waiting too long, we learned also in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, you end up waiting too long over here is a halacha goness. Halachically, I'm not allowed to daven right now. If I wait the amount of time it takes to daven a whole Shmoneh Esrei, I have to go back all the way to the beginning again. So if it takes some time to get water and stuff like that, you would have to start your Shmoneh Esrei from the beginning. So it says the Ramah, better not to be shotek. Shami Yishak in a league bar skula, you might end up waiting for the time it takes to walk to finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Be tzarek lachzor the rosh, you have to go back to the beginning Shmoneh Esrei again, and all those would be brach levatos. Therefore, better to walk away and go to a place that you can finish davening. That would be the best option over here at Khan for today.